This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Luke Burbank. In Boston, the FBI has been asked to investigate the case of a state crime lab administrator accused of mishandling the DNA results of 25 sexual assault cases. Jonathan Saltzman has been covering the story for the Boston Globe. I asked him how this could have happened.
What we've been told is that Mr. Robert Pino, who oversaw this database, sat on these results. He failed to report these results of matches to law enforcement agencies until the statute of limitations expired. And so there might have been an instance where a laboratory that tested the DNA got a hit, and he got the results, and then weeks or months passed, and he failed to report it on. And Mr. Pino has not spoken to us directly because he says that he's prohibited by, under the terms of his suspension. So it's a little unclear exactly why he did what he's accused of doing.
I mean, is there any reopening any of these cases?
Well, initially, law enforcement officials, some prosecutors, said that they had hoped they might be able to reopen these cases because under some of the quirks of the statute of limitations laws, if a defendant or suspect, rather, had left the state for a couple of years, that would stop the clock. But in an interview a couple weeks ago with the head of the Executive Office of Public Safety, Secretary Burke said that, in fact, none of these cases can be reopened. And so, those people will not be able to be prosecuted.
Have there been reactions yet from any of the victims of crimes who may have had the evidence that would have solved the crime right there, and it just sort of sat there, I guess, until it was too late?
Well, law enforcement officials and the state police have not publicly identified the suspects, in fact, let alone the victims. So there hasn't been any victim who's come forward and said, this is an outrage. We have spoken to some advocates for victims of violence, and they clearly are troubled by this because it might mean that some people are getting away with some very serious crimes. Meanwhile, a number of defense lawyers say that they do plan to challenge some convictions on the basis of this. But at the same time, prosecutors have taken pains to say that this is not a problem with the DNA evidence itself, that it's an administrative problem. Mm-hmm. But that might be a little difficult for, to parse out. And as some defense lawyers have said, the juries aren't made up of scientists, so they may be a little more skeptical.
Jonathan Saltzman of the Boston Globe, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.